shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
Brandon Squinar says what he saw was a wake-up call.
Well, there was one guy who got in an accident with his dog.
Go over there. Not causing problems, sir.
Well, if you are, just go over there. Just leave me alone. Not causing problems.
There's a tremendous amount of devastation here. Lots and lots of homes.
This little turd was on the floor in my room.
Say, baby, put down that pipe and get my pipe up.
World famous, I didn't say that, that was O'Reilly, wasn't it? What? World famous Phil Hendry show, our number is 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray joins us this hour to discuss Arizona's immigration law from the standpoint of the rallies that were held today in Arizona. A lot of them were quite vocal, vociferous. There was scuffling, there was perhaps a brouhaha or two. So we'll talk about that coming up. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You can see us online, either watch us or listen to us or both, at our website, philhendryshow.com, live streaming video and audio every night. Next week we'll be in the Grenadines, and we'll have daily video casts updating you from the Grenadines. So take us with you wherever you go. We'll take you. And don't forget our archives and our video archives, our downloadable shows each and every day. You go to the website, you can download the show if you miss it at night. Get your BSP. Get with it, baby. All right? Now, illegal immigrant law opponents rally in Arizona. That's what happened this day in the great state of Arizona. Folks were on, they were on the battle lines, and on many on opposite sides. A video from YouTube. A blogger posted several videos of his encounters at the rally. This was actually yesterday, Sunday. Here, a woman smacks his camera and is upset that he's filming her.
I'm allowed to videotape you, ma'am.
Police officer! Police officer!
Hey, quit provoking. Man. Okay? These cats are really energized.
Hey,
I understand that.
I don't want to see a police officer happen either, sir.
Okay, stay in here. We want to see. What are you doing?
Taking pictures. I have every right to, ma'am.
Anyway, a protester tries to get the blogger to back away from the crowd here.
Go over there. Not causing problems, sir.
Well, if you are,
just go over there.
Just leave me alone. I'm not causing problems.
All right.
Okay?
Go over there.
Not causing problems, sir. I have every right to be here like everybody else, sir.
I understand that.
Everybody
okay. Then mind your own business. I'm not causing problems.
I'm keeping my own business with it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that one guy was right. He says, you know, these people are really energized. You can say you've got a right to be somewhere, and you do have a right to be somewhere, but reality is reality. You may have a right to be anywhere, but it still doesn't mean you're not going to get into a situation. With us is Margaret Gray. I understand, Margaret, you were in Phoenix yesterday. Can you tell us what it was that you experienced?
Well, sir, we were in Phoenix, Arizona on midday. We were caught in a little bit of a scuffle. We were knocked to the ground, a few of us. It was, I would say, a situation where the emotions were running very high. You had a fair number of people on both sides of this issue. But really where things began to get out of control is when the individuals who are in favor of this law, I think they got very aggressive. I think they began to utilize they began to utilize their presence as a de facto citizens' police presence. By that I mean they were very dictatorial. They were issuing orders that they really had no right to issue. They were using their hands and their elbows to push people back. I was knocked to the ground twice in my effort to get closer to the crowd. So I really have to say that the tactics that were used by the people in favor of the Arizona immigration law were Gestapo tactics.
All right, when you say Gestapo tactics, you're saying people were beaten?
I think that that was the intent of a lot of them. They wanted to beat and leave bloody as many people as they could.
Were there any people beaten and left bloody?
There, but for the grace of God, no. But it could have gotten very out of hand very, very quickly.
All right, Margaret, what was the intent of... you were there along with a lot of people. Now, I know that you are from California, and there are people inside the state... who were saying this was you had Al Sharpton there?
Well, I was with Reverend Sharpton's group, and let me explain something. I'm not an outsider. I do come from California, but there are a handful of states that I think can legitimately say when you come from that state, you're not an outsider. California has long seen Arizona as a kindred state, I think. It is a state that is a project for a lot of us in California. We think there's a tremendous upside for the people of Arizona, but unfortunately, they need to be monitored in a lot of situations.
Boy, is that ever condescending.
No, I don't think it is.
How do you not think that is to say that Arizona needs to be monitored by California?
I think there are some states, a handful of states, Nevada and Utah are two others. We went to try to get the people and the lawmakers there to see the light. We are still hopeful that they will see the light, Phil. But we do have the economic boycott that we can certainly bring to bear.
What economic... Now, I know that there is a... You want to economically boycott Arizona. In what way? Tourism?
No, we believe in very concrete action. We think a boycott of tourism is too general. Two areas where Arizona will be hurt and hurt badly. Number one, the Arizona Iced Tea Company, which sells the iced tea, we will boycott that. Number two, and this is one that I think is going to have a great deal of impact. It has to do with California, and I'm wondering if you can guess what I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
All right. The Arizona Cardinals moving to Los Angeles.
The Arizona Cardinals moving to Los Angeles, why? Because they have this immigration law?
We can make the case to Roger Goodell of the NFL that Arizona's doing it again. They did it with the Martin Luther King birthday. And as you know, Phil, the Martin Luther King birthday got the NFL to cancel a scheduled Super Bowl in Arizona. We can go to the NFL and say Arizona is up to its old tricks. And if they continue, we demand that the National Football League move the current franchise, the Arizona Cardinals, to Los Angeles, which does not have a professional football team, as you know, Phil.
All right, and who in your group is that familiar with Roger Goodell or the NFL ownership?
Right now, Phil, we have a great many people that I think could get him. It doesn't make really any difference whether we have people on the inside or not. It's enough for us to make a public statement that if Arizona keeps these immigration laws on the books, we will demand that the National Football League move the Arizona Cardinals from Phoenix. And I'll tell you something, Phil. We really would rather that not happen.
Well, the argument is here that outsiders are coming in and bothering the people of Arizona with their opinions. The Arizona, first of all, this was, you know, that there was a poll that shows 70% of voters in Arizona support these laws.
And again, I have to say we are not outsiders, and I really resent that.
Well, if you're not an outsider, you say coming from California, you're not an outsider.
No, we're not an outsider. Coming from California, we are very much a part of Arizona. We are not from Arizona proper. But we are not outsiders. We are a part of a state that is constantly looking over Arizona and, I would say, looking out for Arizona. And by the way, Phil, the poll that you mentioned was a Rasmussen poll. We think he's a fraud. But the majority of people I know who watch his polls also agree. for the most part, he's repeating, I think the majority of the country supports repealing the immigration bill.
I didn't understand what you were saying there.
Well, I can't read this Google message that keeps popping up and down.
All right. 877-876. There's a lot of stuff going on there. Margaret Gray was with Al Sharpton in Phoenix yesterday, that they think that Arizona needs to repeal these immigration laws or they will have the NFL move the Cardinals to L.A. Arizona needs to repeal these immigration laws or they will boycott Arizona iced tea. Arizona needs to repeal these immigration laws because she is not an outsider, nor is anybody else from California or Utah or Nevada. All right, your phone calls with Margaret Gray up next, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. We're talking to Margaret Gray in Los Angeles. She was in Arizona over the weekend. So you were there, and you say you got pushed down?
No, a few of us still really got stepped on. There was a scuffle out in front of the state capitol building there, and there were a lot of people, obviously a lot of Arizonans that didn't want us there. I said to more people than I could possibly count, I'm from California. I am not an outsider.
So you got the sense that there were a lot of people there that were resenting outsiders.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know what to say to that other than the fact that I certainly understand that they don't want to have outsiders telling them what to do, but I'm not an outsider. I'm a Californian, which means that we have a vested interest in the success of the people of Arizona. We have a vested interest in the success of that state. We don't want to see Arizona do something that they will regret for the rest of their lives. And
well, what is it going to make them regret by keeping Mexican Americans out of that state?
Phil, I don't know how to explain this to you. They are going to be known as a state that people are just not going to want to go there. I think there's going to be a huge boycott. I think there's going to be people that simply don't want Arizona on a destination of any itinerary. I can tell you this much, from my experience and from what we saw this weekend, California knows more about immigration than Arizona, quite frankly, ever will. We love our immigrants. We welcome them with open arms. And as the result, which state is better?
Which state is better?
Which state is better, Arizona or California?
Well, I think it...
it's an easy question to answer, Phil. Which state is better?
I think I was born and raised in California. I'm going to say California, but I think you're going to get an argument from people.
There, right there. California. It's bigger. It's wealthier. It has better schools. It's a much more beautiful state, and it treats people better. That is California. Arizona is dry. It's arid. It has mine shafts. It has people that really can't make it in California moving there. And in a lot of ways, Arizona is like the western version of Florida. It's the last chance for a lot of people, Phil. And to have this kind of draconian law, to say you can't come into our state, a state that desperately needs people.
What about the, now hold on for a minute. What about the problem that Arizona's had with kidnappings? With the gunplay, with the drug trade, with the violence, in other words. I mean, we're talking about a state that has a crime problem.
When has Arizona not had a crime problem? It happens to be part of their legacy, Phil.
Oh, but not, no, wait a minute, when you say legacy, they had a, they were the Wild West, I understand that, you know.
They have a legacy of lawlessness, which is a part of their personality. That is Arizona.
No, no. What I'm saying is...
Well, it happens to be true.
No, but I'm not talking about the legacy. You're talking about Tombstone and all of that.
Absolutely.
Well, that's not what I'm discussing here. I'm not talking about the pleasant afternoon that one might spend in Tombstone, Arizona, looking at the souvenirs and going down to the OK Corral and talking about a day, talking about times gone by. I'm talking about the very real violence that is visited on the people of that state from Mexico. Now, I don't know that it's being caused necessarily by illegal immigrants moving there to work, okay?
But you had no problem bringing it up, did you?
But I am telling you this. They want some border control there, okay? And they want to be able to apprehend suspect people. And you're talking about Arizona as a place that hates Mexicans. We're talking about a place that just wants to be able to control the number of immigrants there. Illegal immigrants.
Look, Phil, the conservative Arizona media lies about immigrants being responsible for crime. They inflate the numbers. You know as well as I do that immigrants are not violent. I think that by going to California, or going to Arizona from California, and educating the people as only I can and other Californians, I think we've got a great opportunity to finally get those people to open their stupid redneck.
Stupid redneck.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
The people of Arizona have these dead doll eyes. I don't know if you saw Jaws or not. But in it...
You're talking about the movie Jaws?
Yes. In it, Robert Shaw talks about a shark having dead doll's eyes. If you go to Arizona, you encounter the same thing there with the people. Which is not to say they're bad people, but I'm saying these dead eyes. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. 877... No, I don't know what you mean. 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Margaret Gray about Arizona. Are you saying the people in Arizona are... some sort of a psychopathic bunch of people?
No, I'm simply saying that the heat has crusted their eyes over. The heat has baked whatever I think common sense they've had out of them.
Let me go to a phone call here. We got Carl on the line in Carl on the line in North Carolina. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Carl, go ahead.
Yes. My only question for Margaret would be, wouldn't she want to protect her own property from other people perpetrating it? Because just like people wouldn't want to protect their own property, the state of Arizona wants to do the same thing. And if the federal government's not doing it, they should be able to do it.
What property are you talking about? There's no problem protecting property from what? Protecting property from what?
From the illegal aliens. I mean, because with the breakdown...
There's no illegal aliens on anyone's property. What we're talking about really is... There is a serious breakdown in the ability of the Arizona people to think clearly because of the heat. I really think.
To think
because
clearly?
Because of the heat.
Yes. They live in a part of the country where temperatures regularly reach 120 degrees. What do you think that does to a man?
That doesn't happen in the deserts of California?
Arizona is much, much hotter than California. The city of Phoenix is in a desert. And I think that what you've got there are lawmakers that are passing laws in temperatures that exceed 130 degrees, it is destructive.
Margaret, are you telling me that Arizona's passing stupid laws because it's too hot?
Well, you can make a joke out of it, Phil, if you want to. But
I'm not making a joke out of anything. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it's very unlikely you're going to get anything sensible out of a state where lawmakers are working in 130-degree heat. Yes.
All right. Well, all right. Carl, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray on the line with us as we talk about the immigration laws of Arizona. Illegal immigrant law. The opponents of it rallied yesterday. She was there, and she says that, you know, they got to be safe from themselves. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Gray on the line with us here from Los Angeles, just back from Phoenix, Arizona on Sunday, where they were a part of a demonstration at the Capitol there against these immigration laws. And I, you know, was talking to Margaret both on the air and off the air about being a Californian, and people are there from, Al Sharpton's from New York. And you don't understand how people in Arizona are going to get pissed off by, and I understand what you were saying about the civil rights movement, okay, and what happened then.
You know, Phil, you say you understand. When the Freedom Riders went down to Mississippi and they went to Alabama and they were trying to register voters, and they met with the same resistance, people saying, look at all the outsiders. We don't want these Yankees, you know, as they said. This is the same mindset that you are bringing to this issue, which is to say these outsiders are somehow interfering with our ability to deal with our Mexicans.
No, I'm not saying that at all right? This doesn't have anything to do with our Mexicans.
It sounds to me like you are defending these Arizona flatlanders and ranchers and miners and these mountain climbers in wanting to deal with the Mexicans their way.
Look, these are immigrants. Illegal. That's what we're talking about. Okay? This got nothing to do with race. You keep trying to bend it back to a racial prejudice that they have against Mexicans, where Mexican people live in Arizona. Mexican-American people live in Arizona. And you want to keep bending it back to them somehow controlling, quote, you know, they're Mexicans. And then when I said to you, do you understand how they feel about the outsider, you say you're from California, you're not an outsider.
No, I'm not an outsider.
What, how can you possibly make a comment like that?
Because, as I said to you, Phil, and I'll say it again, Californians have, for generations, looked over Arizona's shoulder. We are the governor on the Arizona engine. And I can tell you something, Phil, if California wasn't here, Arizona, if you'll pardon the pun, but it's true, Arizona would blow up, would drop a rod. You understand what I'm saying about that?
Yeah, they'd need an overhaul.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
It's not the greatest analogy, no.
All right, if California wasn't here, then how about this? If California wasn't here, Arizona would... Well, I can't think of a good...
I think you can't think of one because it's a ridiculous idea. If California is not the big brother of Arizona.
Yes, it most certainly is. If California wasn't here, Arizona would still be a territory. If California wasn't here, Arizona would still be part of Spain.
Well, you have no way of you can't back that up.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't, and I don't have the time to hear you do it.
Well, that proves to me that you are not interested in the truth.
Oh, get out of here. If California wasn't here, they'd still be a part of Spain. Let me go to a phone call. Diana in Houston. Diana, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. We're talking about Sunday in Phoenix and the rallies there. Go ahead, Diana. Diana?
California. I think she
All right,
went.
You're going to have to start all... They didn't have your pot turned up. You're going to have to start all over again, Diana. Go ahead.
I think that Margaret's concerned about California. I think she's afraid she might get the overflow from Arizona. And she's sitting there talking about how great California is. Wasn't it California that couldn't pay the income tax to the people that they owed money to last year?
No, it wasn't. No.
I'm not afraid of...
You don't understand. I'm not afraid of Mexicans. You are.
No, you know what?
What I am talking about is simply this, that Arizona is going back to its old 19th century ways.
No, Mark.
Madness and alcoholism.
Oh, come on.
Margaret, you know, you keep bringing up Hispanic.
Madness.
This is law.
Madness and opium.
Legal aliens, regardless where in the world they came from. So, I mean, why do you keep...
Well, that's not true, because what you have here, we are simply trying to tell Arizona, stop it before it's too late.
What?
You are losing your mind. You're losing your minds.
Margaret, do you realize that the people in
Diana,
Arizona pay $2 billion, that's B, billion dollars a year, to take care of the illegal aliens that house their jails?
No, you happen to have that mixed up with California.
Oh, no, uh-uh.
Arizona. Yeah, that's California. Arizona doesn't have that much money. Arizona, I will tell you this, though, and this is the truth.
Well, how do you know that isn't Arizona's? What do you mean that Arizona doesn't have that much money?
20%
Arizona doesn't have a pot to throw it out of.
20% of the people that are in jail in Arizona are illegal aliens. 100%
Absolutely wrong. And I don't know where you're getting your information, but
I got my information from a law officer in Arizona, Margaret.
Can he read?
All right, that's unnecessary.
No, it's not unnecessary, no.
Well, 100 of them, if you care.
He knows how to read.
All right, look, we're off the point. The question here is that you are opposed to this law, Margaret, because you say that Arizona is losing its mind from madness and alcoholism.
I'm telling you that Arizona is a state that is falling back on its 19th century attitudes of alcoholism, opium use, and madness. Yes.
All right, Diana, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. What am I supposed to say to that? Here is Sergey in Los Angeles. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm a left-leaning liberal, and still I have to disagree with Margaret here. And I just want to give some perspective. The Constitution gives the state of Arizona the right to enact and pass its own laws. You cannot start questioning their right to do so. How would Margaret feel if Arizona and Nevada started telling Californians how to deal with medical marijuana?
Well, they can. Well, you see, they don't have the moral right. We have the moral right to tell Arizona and Nevada because they are two states that are out of control. They're out of control. It's either California or federal troops.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
What do you mean federal?
No, that's how serious it's gotten. Arizona has gone mad. And I'll tell you why, and I meant to bring this up with the other caller. Again, how can you pass a smart law when it's 135 degrees outside?
Oh, my God.
Think about that. What does that mean, oh, my God? I don't understand that.
Are you telling me that you can't pass a smart law when it's 135 degrees outside? You know, the people of Arizona voted to become a part of the union when it was 135 degrees.
Right.
There are
a number of very hot countries around the world. Are you saying they're all mad because it's hot out there?
No, but can you give me an example of a country where the capital of the country is in the middle of 130...
All over the Middle East. All over the Middle East, all over India. That's all in hot zones. Are you telling me they're all crazy lawmakers?
I think you've got to take a look at the countries. Look at them, Syria, Egypt... Are they not
Egypt?
Mad?
What's
yes.
wrong with Egypt? Egypt is mad because it's hot?
What's wrong with Egypt? Oh, my God, please.
Oh, come on. The premise is asinine. It's too hot. You know.
Too hot?
Yes.
In the summer, Schwarzenegger should go on a break because he might make the wrong law?
No, California is not Arizona. California is a temperate climb zone against the Pacific Ocean. Arizona is landlocked, and it is a blazing death trap of a desert. And Phoenix, in the middle of the summer, where they're trying to get work done, let's pass a law now. It's 150.
You would be much better off arguing that illegal immigrants make a real economic contribution. Illegal immigrants. They work.
That's a good point.
They buy food. They buy all kinds of services. They create a ripple effect in the economy. They create jobs. They have a huge amount of economic impact. Businesses will start
growing but it doesn't work.
Let me finish.
Well, that's true. Businesses, but it doesn't work.
Businesses will start going bankrupt when illegal immigrants are thrown out of that state, and that will result in some sort of effect in the democratic process.
That's a very good argument, and that's the argument that we've been wanting to make, Mark, Now, I understand that President Obama wants to get a pathway to say we have to have legal residents in our country. But what Sergey is saying is a good point. Do we immediately transport out of the country people that are having a positive economic impact as well as negative?
Would both of you guys really need to wake up and get with the real world? That argument doesn't work, okay? We've made that argument. It has failed. It's failed. We've got to start thinking creatively. Now, I ask this gentleman again, Sergey, how do you run effectively a government for a state or a country when it's 150 outside?
Are you telling me they don't have air conditioning in Arizona?
How dare you?
Yeah, what about the air conditioning?
Are you kidding?
Air conditioning in Arizona? They don't
air
have
conditioning.
Arizona iced tea in Arizona?
So you're saying that Arizona iced tea is going to offset the effects of 160 degrees
I'm saying they're well protected from the elements, and they're well hydrated with beverages. And they can
Do you see Iraq? Do you see Iraq? Do you see Afghanistan? Their government's in a shambles. 160
Arizona
in the shade. You know something? On a moral and spiritual level, in some ways, yes.
What does that mean, on a moral and spiritual... What does that mean in a moral... That's an interesting comment. What do you mean?
I mean morally, Arizona is the Iraq of the United States. Violent. Bodies everywhere.
Bodies everywhere?
Morally, yes. You see, the gentleman laughs, but... You know, it's
where
so lonely.
Margaret?
The bodies of the... The dead bodies of the people of Arizona's consciousnesses. Both of you can go to hell.
She hung up on us, Sergey.
Sorry.
In any event, no. It's perfectly fine, sir. Thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Both of you can go to hell. That's the least creative she's ever been. Is she back?
Yeah.
No, you're right. It wasn't very creative. I was going to say that both of you can hold hands and go to hell with no clothes on.
No, that's not funny either. All right, 877-876-PHIL. So remember, folks, can you really effectively govern a state or a country when it's 160 in the shade? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Bret Michaels is in very big trouble. This poor young man has suffered from an aneurysm, and apparently he is clinging to life, according to Donald Trump. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL. I don't have any idea what that means. Maybe Donald Trump has gone to see him. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray on the line. Margaret, the author of A Little Bird Told Me, the nationally syndicated newspaper column in Phoenix, Arizona this past weekend. You were there. You saw the protests, the people who were protesting the law, and a lot of people from out of state. We've already gone around and around on that, and you seem to think you're from California. You're not an outsider. Do you think somebody from New York is an outsider?
I think it's a red herring, Phil. I don't want to talk about that. I don't think that it is worthy of our discussion to talk about who's an outsider and who isn't. Arizona has shown itself, Phil, not to be capable of passing certain laws that, I think the word is humanity, that reflect the humanity. We know where the state stood on the Martin Luther King birthday. They had to be, if you'll pardon the expression, they had to be smacked into place.
Oh, boy. So they had to be smacked into place, huh?
Yes, I really think so. Arizona passes laws that are ultimately not good for their state, not good for their people, not good for... There's nothing good about anything they do. And yes, I do submit to you and to your listeners that a lot of it has to do with how hot it is there. As funny as you may think that is, Phil...
Well, Margaret, you heard the gentleman say they got air conditioning...
They may have air conditioning and all of the other comforts of home. It's still a blazing hot hole of hell that they're trying to run a state from.
And that's why they pass these laws.
I think it affects, yes, I think the heat affects biochemistry.
877-876-PHIL, the Phil Hendry Show, going to another phone call. We have Major... in Charlotte, North Carolina. Major, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray.
Yes, I have a question. I do support the immigration bill that was passed in Arizona, but there should be some major reforms to the bill.
Yes.
Yes, I have a question for you.
I heard your statement, but I didn't hear a question.
Oh, my question is that
what's your question?
My question is if this bill is wrong, then how does America deal with the problem of illegal immigration? Let me ask you this.
Well, do you remember the song? It was a very popular song. If loving you is right, I don't want to be wrong. You remember that song? You remember that, right? That, in a lot of ways, reflects this bill. If loving you is right, then I don't ever want to be wrong.
Actually, it was loving you is wrong.
That's it. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Yeah. Well, if this bill is wrong, I'm sure the people of the state of Arizona... Let's put it this way, Major. If this bill represents the very personification of the devil, I don't think the people of Arizona ever want to see the... Yes, I don't think the people of Arizona ever want to see the face of God again.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking
about? Are you
about?
Kidding?
I'm telling you, that's how dug in their heels are.
Let me ask you this.
The people of Arizona will never touch the face of God again.
Okay, that doesn't really have anything to do with what we're talking about here, but this is the thing. America's finding a war on terror, right?
A war on terror?
Yes.
What did he say?
A war on terror.
What's funny? No, you said a war on hair. You said a war on hair.
Hold on.
What a ridiculous thing.
Let me ask you this. How do you think those terrorists got into the United States? They disguised themselves, right?
No.
Right?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
They
no,
didn't.
They
did not.
No.
Well, how did they get to America?
With
huh?
Passports. With passports.
With passports. They disguised themselves,
yes.
Right? Well,
no, they used their real names. Used their real names.
They use their real names. Okay, well, if that's the case, don't you think if we would have had tougher laws when it comes to screening people and letting people in this country who either had, you know, mysterious associations with, you know, certain terrorist groups or maybe just anti-American groups?
What has that got to do with Mexican immigrants coming across the border to pick lettuce? What in
because,
the hell are you talking about?
Okay, okay. Statistics show.
We are talking here
at
about
least 40%.
That if
at
this
least,
law represents illusion,
shows,
the people of Arizona,
statistics show
God.
You know what, Margaret? I'd like you to stop saying that. Okay.
What?
If this law is the devil, the people of Arizona hate God. I mean that. You know, you're trying to be provocative with a statement like that.
It doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about anyway. This has to do with the Constitution.
Hold on.
This has to do with the constitutionality of this law. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, this proves that the federal government, first of all, they're not effective in protecting our borders, which that is their primary purpose. The primary purpose of the federal government is to protect our country. If they can't secure our borders, especially in a time where we're facing, you know, an enemy that could attack us at any time, that was proven on 9/11, if they can't do that, then what is going to stop another 9/11 from occurring in this country if we can't even protect ourselves?
Well, that's not the concern of the people of Arizona. They're afraid of Mexicans hanging around the 7/11. 7/11.
All right. Listen, thank you very much. Major, that's a good point that you made, sir. 877-876-PHIL.
I'm glad you agree with me, Phil.
Why do you think I agree with you?
Because I can tell you were blowing him off. Yeah, really good point. Thanks a lot. Get out of here. Because you didn't want to tell him. Boy, did you really... She pulled your pants right down around your ankles. And she put on a mustache and slacks. You know what I'm going? You know where I'm going with this, right?
No, I was not agreeing with you. I did think the man made a good point. I have to move on to another call. I don't know how else to tell you. Michael, on the Phil Henry Show, we've got 30 seconds. Michael, go ahead.
It sounds to me like Margaret is a modern-day segregationist. She wants to keep California separate from Nevada and Arizona. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe L.A. gets a lot of their water supply out of the dam in Nevada there. Plus, I think I might just add Arizona to one of my travel lists this year since she don't think anybody should go there. But I'm all for what they're doing.
I insist you not travel there.
Well, my wife is the only woman in the world that can insist that I don't do something.
Do not go to Arizona. Do not go to Arizona.
Phil Henry.